This is KCUR 89.3. The Senate race in Kansas isn't expected to be competitive, and the governor isn't on the ballot this fall, so the hardest-fought statewide campaign might just involve four people you've never heard of. As Sam Zeff reports, for the first time ever, there'll be a coordinated effort to outstate Supreme Court justices.
The bad blood between the state Supreme Court and conservatives in Kansas goes back 10 years to when the justices ordered the state to pump more than $500 million more into public education. Conservatives were furious and tried to amend the state constitution to limit what the Supreme Court could do in a school finance case. And the relationship between the two branches of government has just continued to sour. It came to this at the recent Republican state convention.
All in favor of adopting the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
No.
With one lonely no, the Republican Party in Kansas went on record supporting the ouster of four Supreme Court justices.
So what we're going to see in November, without a doubt, we are going to see a tremendous amount of money spent on judicial elections, retention elections in Kansas.
Burdette Loomis is a political scientist at the University of Kansas who leans Democratic. Republicans are now committed to booting four justices off the Supreme Court: Carol Beyer, Dan Biles, Marla Lukert, and Chief Justice Lawton Nuss. It will be a three-pronged attack. The Republican Party will coordinate the effort. Koch Brothers Interest will help fund the campaign. Many expect at least $500,000 to be spent. And an old high court adversary will do the field work.
Mary Kay Culp, three words, MaryKayCulp. I'm the state executive director of Kansans for Life.
Kansans for Life tried to boot Justice Beyer from the bench 6 years ago for her votes on abortion, but failed.
We passed laws. Serious laws that people really care about. And then you go to the courts and they say, sorry, you know, it's like pulling the rug out from under you after you've passed these laws.
Culp says they'll make phone calls and probably spend money on radio ads.
So we're doing what we always do, which is postcards to our own people, telling them who we're endorsing for office.
While this might feel like a regular political campaign, it's far from it. This is a retention election. Kansans vote yes or no on whether these justices should keep their jobs. Also, they can't campaign, so others have to campaign on their behalf.
We have three branches of government in this state, not two branches and a twig.
Ryan Wright is executive director of Kansans for Fair Courts. Up until this year, he's been battling attempts by the legislature to make it easier to impeach Supreme Court justices, to defund the whole system, or to restrict the authority of the Chief Justice.
They're not equipped to have a fair fight because they're not politicians. That's by design. We don't want our judges to be politicians.
Now, they used to be politicians. Before a scandal in 1956, justices ran in partisan elections. Since then, when the people changed the state constitution, Kansas has used a merit selection process. A committee recommends three candidates, and the governor chooses from that list. But Governor Brownback and legislative Republicans either want to change to the federal system, where the governor appoints and the Senate confirms, or to just outright elect judges. Both, says Wright, are bad ideas.
There's going to be a lot of name-calling. There's going to be a lot of political posturing.
Which brings us back to pure politics. Right now, conservatives hold the governor's office and the legislature. Democrats, moderate Republicans, and progressives fear that losing these four high court justices would push all of state government far to the right. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.